The federal government's self-imposed deadline is looming. Today is the final sitting day of Parliament for the year, and Labor needs to strike a deal with either the Greens or the Coalition to get its environmental reforms through the Senate. In the latest offer to the Greens, the government says it's willing to amend its legislation to ensure that native forestry complies with proposed new national environmental standards within 3 years. Currently, regional forestry agreements are exempt from the Federal Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Meanwhile, critics of native forestry, including forest ecology expert Dr. David Lindemeyer, argue that the practice should be stopped altogether.
The reality is that the industry is not profitable. It's actually not viable without significant subsidies from state governments. And the industry not only has major impacts on biodiversity, it also changes the flammability of forests in ways that makes them more flammable. So you have an industry that loses money, employs very few people, makes forests more flammable, has big impacts on biodiversity. So the reality here is rather than go through the charade of whether RFAs trump EPBC Act or there should be reforms, really the state governments and the federal government need to bite the bullet and move directly out of native forest logging and have a plantation-only industry.
That's ecologist Dr. David Lindemeyer on Breakfast yesterday. So what does the industry think about the proposed changes on the table? James Felton-Taylor is the owner and general manager of Australian Sustainable Timbers in New South Wales and joins me now. James, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
As someone who operates a native forest logging company, what's your response to those comments made by David Lindemeyer?
Look, Sally, One of the issues that we often try and talk about is that these issues are complex and our forests are complex and they are different up and down the coast, different from Tasmania, Victoria, New South Wales through into Queensland. Here in New South Wales, we've got four different codes of practice that regulate the way that forestry is done on private land, for instance. So when we make big, broad generalisations about the forests, we're missing a lot of the detail and that complexity.
You say that your company is sustainable. How is it sustainable, James?
Well, we operate in private land here in New South Wales, working with farmers. And we've come from a strong culture within our organisation, my wife, Annabelle Cater, and I, who established Australian Sustainable Timbers. And we've come up through education and conservation, such as Greening Australia and Landcare. So what we acknowledged 20-odd years ago is that many of our forests are degraded. There's no doubt about that. I'm not here to apologise for the sins of the industry over the years. But we've got to acknowledge that they are degraded. And we can either choose at this point in time to either turn our back on the condition they're in, or we can sort of look to the future and nurture them into the future. And we believe that through careful management, good silviculture, you can actually improve the productivity of these forests with a special focus on the biodiversity conservation. So we actually operate with an FSC certificate, so Forest Stewardship Council certification. This is a third-party certification system that audits our forests every year. They come onto our properties and they go around and they look at the operations, make sure that we're compliant with the different codes of practice, with labour laws, and along with those other levels of compliance that FSC mandate through things like stakeholder engagement. So that's actually getting out in the community and discussing with your neighbours, talking with the local community, talking with the local bus company to make sure that you've got everybody on board and try and navigate that somewhat difficult and at times contentious sort of notion around harvesting a native forest.
James, yesterday David Lindemeyer was saying that it's much more productive to have plantation forests rather than dealing with native forests, that you can get a much greater turnover of timber. Why not go to a plantation model rather than harvesting from native forests?
Well, for us in native forests, it's not all about production. It's actually about managing those competing interests between production and biodiversity conservation. I believe that plantations are definitely part of the solution. We need all of these sources of timber and wood fibre moving into the future. we're moving towards a biogenic carbon crunch. So that is, if you think at the moment, our whole industry, our whole societies are based around fossil carbon. And we're looking to transfer from that fossil-based carbon sources to a biogenic carbon. So forests are part of that biogenic carbon piece, along with our grasslands, our croplands, and our oceans. So we need to be really good and really effective of the way that we manage those different sources so that we can make that transition off fossil fuels.
James, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.